Wielding a blanket dipped in lake water like a flexible club, Han stayed near Leia and tried to keep the spark flies off her. He'd been fairly successful. She had a burn mark on one bicep, and he had one on his forehead. She walked through the camp as if unaware of the spark flies near her. Her attention was on the larger clusters high in the sky. To Han, it seemed that the insects would make attack runs against targets on the ground, then rise into the air, regroup, and begin new runs. It was eerily similar to starfighter attack patterns. It didn't remind him of insect behavior at all. Where Leia watched, turning her attention from cluster to sparkfly cluster, the insects would waver and break formation. But she did not seem to be able to sustain this effort against them, and they would inevitably regroup. She shook her head. They're under tight control, very organized. I wish Valen Horn were here. He used to be very good at this sort of thing.
Keep them off me. I need help.
That was Carrick, still dividing his time between his armor and his flamethrower. Han glanced at Leia, and she nodded. Together they trotted over to the big mercenary. Carrick thrust his weapon, a long rod with a trigger at one end and a nozzle at the other, attached by tubing at the trigger end to a large metal bottle that was currently dragging on the ground, into Han's hands. The big man had burn marks on both cheeks, but most of his armor was on.
I just need a few seconds. You got him.
Han took the weapon, not bothering to ask for advice or instructions. That would have been unlike him, after all. He aimed the nozzle up toward the nearest large cloud of insects and pressed the trigger. A gratifyingly bright gout of flame erupted from the nozzle and shot into the cloud of spark flies, into and through, jetting on for another 50 meters or more. It illuminated the camp from one end to the other. Leia took Han's blanket, rolled it into something like a lash, and cracked it like a whip. Here swatting three spark flies out of the sky, there one. Maybe a little less, dear?
No, I like it this way.
Han let off the trigger, aimed, and fired again. Once more, the camp was bathed in hues of red and orange as insects were vaporized out to a distance of 50 meters. A broad grin spread across Han's face.
Why haven't I ever gotten one of these for myself?
Leia shot him an incredulous look before returning her attention to keeping the insects off the three of them.
Because it would be like letting children play with thermal detonators.
I like it.
Han swung the nozzle around, causing the gout of flame to curve across the sky, sweeping insects away as it reached them.
I have a flame thrower.
Blast it, Carrick. See what you've done?
Carrick jammed his helmet down. Han heard a sudden hum of machinery as the helmet locked into place and systems all over the armor booted into life. Carrick picked up the oversized blaster that lay at his feet and began a slow turn, eyeing the distant fringes of the trees.
Infrared active. Han, don't put the fire in front of me. You'll blind me.
Han, his grin unabated, swiveled so that his flames scoured the air mostly above and behind Carrick.
What have you got?
Stationary figures in the forest, deployed at positions 30 to 40 meters apart. Women, all of them. I've got two males moving toward their line, but not straight toward any of the women. Oh, it's the Skywalkers.
Han saw more and more of the Dathomiri running into the lake, despite the chill of the water. They waded out until they could stand upright with only their heads protruding. The tactic did not seem to be working. Sparkflies dived at them, settling on their scalps, stinging and burning them through their hair, and more were clustering out there by the hundreds with every passing minute. He glanced at his wife.
You can use the Force like a big public address system, can't you?
I can make myself heard, yes.
Tell the ones out in the lake to duck under the water at the count of 10, then count down.
You, in the water.
Leia didn't seem to raise her voice above the senatorial projection and volume she'd been able to employ since she was a teenager, but her voice somehow carried to all corners of the camp.
When I call zero, go beneath the water. 10, 9.
Beside Han, Carrick raised his blaster rifle to his shoulder. He did not fire immediately. Instead, jacking a clip of what looked like small cylindrical grenades into the bottom. A rectangular optic screen flipped up over the weapon's usual sights. and Han could see images displayed on it. Human-shaped silhouettes in a light green. Carrick was murmuring, barely audible through his helmet.
Target 1, 157.3 meters.
He swiveled just a bit, and a new silhouette appeared on the display.
Target 2, 134.2 meters.
2, 1, 0!
Han saw the heads of the Dathomiri in the lake go under the water. He aimed down and swept his flame across the water's surface. His blast incinerated hundreds, if not thousands, of insects, and smoke rising from the spot baffled and dissuaded more spark flies descending in their wake.
Away!
Carrick fired, and immediately racked the grenade launcher attachment on his weapon. He adjusted his aim and fired again instantly.
Away!
He aimed.
Away!
He fired. He got 5 shots off before the first shell detonated in the distance.